we want to talk about Seder Zman Kriya Shema. So we spoke about Tchilas Zman Kriya Shema, but then we talk about Seder Zman Kriya Shema. The verse says Naftesa goes till Shalosh Shos. But to understand exactly when Shalosh Shos is, we really didn't understand some other Gemaras. And just that's probably Gemaras which are important to understand. I'm not going to get too, trying to try and keep it, and it shouldn't be too complicated. Okay, so there's the famous discussion exactly when Sefer Kochavim is, and you know, there are two opinions. It basically boils down to what's known as the Shita of the Gaonim, which is also followed by the Vilna Gaon. It's followed by the Balatanya. It's one of the things with the Balatanya and the Gro agree to. But they're basically following the Shita, which is actually the Shita of Rav Shira Gaon or Rav Hai Gaon. It's found in the Goyim already that they have like that. And the Shita, which is known as the Shita of the Rebbeinu Tam, which is held by many of the Rishonim, not all of the Rishonim, but many of the Rishonim. The Rambam seems to agree also with the Goyim. And the Rif also, there's an argument the Rif holds like the Goyim, and the Rebbeinu Chanan holds like the Goyim. So you have, basically, you have the Rav Shrira and Rav Hai, Rebbeinu Chanan, Rav Nissim Goyim, the Rif and the Rambam, and possibly the Rashi on one side. You have the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rashba, and the Ramban, and the Ritva, and the Reb, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah, and the Tazim, and the Ram on the other side. That's a major lineup. And then you have the Gro, and the Shulchan Aruch, Rav, like the Goyim also. So there's two ways to understand when exactly Shki is. And they're both based, how to answer Stir and Gemara. So there's a Gemara in Shabbos, which discusses the period called Ben Hashmoshes. And the Gemara wants to know exactly when is Ben Hashmoshes. So, looking at Lama Dalla Mabez, those pages are reversible, so you're not seeing Lama Dalla Mabez, you're on the wrong side. So Torah Rabbana, the first box, Ben Hashmoshes is Savak Min Yom, Savak Min Alayla. It's possibly either considered day or night. Savak Kula Min Yom, Savak Kula Min Alayla. It's possibly partially night. It's Savak possibly all day and possibly all night. So until those are the chermish and yamim, we consider it the galuchumra. We're not sure if it's any given moment during Ben Hashmoshes. We're not sure if this is yesterday or it's already today, and that's true in any given moment. Any given moment could possibly, and the whole thing could possibly be yesterday. The whole thing could possibly be today. We're not sure. Now I'm not going to get involved. It gives you some simonim. I was too lazy to mark that part off. It says that there's certain signs in the sign, the sky, etc. But it says that Rabbi Yehuda says that based on these signs, Dibur Rabbi Yehuda, because skip down about two lines. Rabbi Chaim Yomer Kadesh Halachadam Mishatishka Chama Chatzimil. Ben Hashmoshes is after the sun sets, whatever that means, to walk a half a mil. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Ben Hashmoshes Keharifayin is like a blink of an eye. Zed Nichus Vizayetze. Ben Hashmoshes is like the blink of an eye. V'yafshar Lama Lov is impossible to really figure out exactly how long it takes. Okay, so that's we have Rabbi Yehuda who gives you some simonim based on the sky. You have Rabbi Chaim says it's the time it takes to walk a half a mil, whatever that is, and Rabbi Yossi says it's like a blink of an eye. Those are the three opinions that the Gemara gives from the Tanoim. Now skip down to the bottom of the page. The Gemara brings a machlokas Amaroyim. How long the Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of Ben Hashmoshes, which is given by signs in the sky, can we turn that into a distance? Again, the distances, Chazal use distances as a way to measure time. It takes a person to walk this amount of time, that's the way they measure time. So Itmar, Shir Ben Hashmoshes, Bekama, how long is Ben Hashmoshes? Omer Rabba, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Shlosha Chalok Emil, it's three parts of a mil. A mil is a distance of 2,000 amas. Three parts of a mil. The time it takes to walk, three parts of a mil. The Torah says, what do you mean when you say three parts of a mil? My gimel chelke mil. What does three parts of a mil mean? Ilema tose palge mil means three halves of a mil. So that's one, name a mil a mat. So that's one and a half. Elot tose tilse mil, it means three thirds of a mil. Name a mil. Elot tose revoy mil, it means three quarters of a mil. So if a mil is 2,000 amas long, so the time it takes to walk, three quarters of a mil, it takes to walk 1,500 amos, three quarters of a mil. That's how long Ben Hashmoshes is. That's Rabba, Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yosef's version of Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel is Shnei Chalkei Mil, which more comes out as 2/3. It's either 3/4 or 2/3 of a mil. So now we translate it from this measure, which is a measure in some time signs in the sky, how dark and light it is, etc., into a time, in a time process. So that's the shurim of the mor. It gives us this 3/4 of a mil.
Let's go after Shkia.
We're going to get there. We didn't say when it starts yet. Well, we did. We said Mishatishka Chama, whatever that means. Okay, now, just to clarify two more things before we see the stira. So, now, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Where's Rabbi Yossi fit into the picture? Rabbi Yossi says it's Keharif Ayin. Is Keharif Ayin some during Rabbi Yehuda's time, or is it after Rabbi Yehuda's time? So the more in Lamed Hema Aleph, the more says Lamed Hema Ben Shemosh is Rabbi Yossi, Meshach Shaychi Bid Rabbi Yehuda. I would think maybe Rabbi Yossi's blink of an eye is during Rabbi Yehuda's time. K'mashulam, the Sholem Ben Shemosh is Rabbi Yehuda, V'har Maslo Ben Shemosh is Rabbi Yossi. No, Rabbi Yehuda's time is finished, and then Rabbi Yossi starts, which means, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda's time is Varayom. After Rabbi Yehuda's time is over, then Ben Shemosh starts.
So,
and that takes a very short amount of time. But what's important to us is, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda's time is definitely young. So whatever these 3/4 of a mil are, whatever that these signs are, according to Rabbi Yossi, that's still definitely day. So here we have the first indication, first inkling, that it's possible for the sun to set, and it's still about a yom, right? The sun has went below the horizon, that's for sure, and Rabbi Yossi says it's still daytime. There's enough light in the sky, that's still considered yom. Just like we discussed when we spoke about Alos HaShachar, that the day, be it, you know, the halachas which depend on day versus night, start when it starts getting light. The sun hasn't come up yet, but it's light. That's considered daytime. Well, the sun has went down, it's still considered daytime. Well, if it's daytime, it's still yesterday. It hasn't changed the day yet to the new. So if we're going, today is Yud Zayin Kislev, so when is Yud Ches Kislev going to start? Well, when the sun sets. No, not necessarily so. Okay, two more Gemaras. Okay, so more Lamed Hema Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Kechav Echad Yom. The sun sets and you start seeing stars. So if you see one star, it's still considered day. Shnayim Ben Hashemashes. You see two stars, it's Ben Hashemashes. Shloisha Laila. You see three stars already, it's considered nighttime. So you've heard that phrase, the three stars. That's where the stars come from. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rulin the Rebbeisav says the same thing. Kechav Echad Yom. Shnayim Ben Hashemashes. Shloisha Laila. One star is daytime. Two stars is Ben Hashemashes, and three stars is nighttime. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, look at Chovim Gedolim Hanirim B'Yom. We're not talking about large stars which are visible even when it's daytime. Look at Chovim Katanim Sheinirim Ela B'Laila. Not small stars which are only visible when it's definitely ready nighttime. Ela B'Yom, we're talking about medium-sized stars. So medium-sized stars, one of them is Sil Yom, two is Ben Hashemashes, and three medium-sized stars is considered, that's when nighttime starts. The person will add a condition of what's called Ritzufais, and they have to be near each other. So you have one star there, one star there, one star there. That's not what we mean. We say, for purposes of Yom for Shabbos, we need what's called Ritzufais. Three stars, which are Benanim, which are Ritzufais. Of course, that's a little bit difficult. What's called Benanim? How big is Benanim? That's difficult. But that, so we have a simon according to Rabbi Yehuda of a certain amount of color in the sky. We have amount of time, and we have amount of stars. And this is all going to Rabbi Yehuda. This is going to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Okay, so we know how long does it take? 3/4 of a mil, 2/3 of a mil, two opinions, 3/4 of a mil, 2/3 of a mil. Problem is, there's a Gemara Pesachim in Sadi Dalam and Aleph, which says the following. How far much does an average person walk per day? And the more before it's clear, we're talking about a day around Nisan time, Pesach time, Nisan. So sun rises and sunset are fairly around the equinox. Sunrise and sunset are very close to each other. So how much time does a, how far does a person walk in a day? He walks yud parsos. He walks 10 parsa. A parsa is 4 mil. So 10 parsa is saying that he walks 40 mil. Okay? Melos HaShachar about Nenei Tzachama, Hey Milans. Rabbi Yochanan says that from the first beginning of the daytime when it gets light until sunrise, a person can walk 5 mil. Mishkiyat HaChama Tzeser Kechofim, Chamisha Milan, from the time the sun sets until the stars come out, 5 mil. Okay? So Yochanan says a person walks 5 mil from sunset until Tzeser Kechofim. Not 3/4 of a mil, not 2/3 of a mil, 5 mil from sunset until Tzeitzik Kechofim. Okay. Now I'm skipping the next line. Mesve. Rabbi Yehuda, remember the Brisa says, it's Rabbi Yehuda, remember it's Rabbi Yehuda we had in Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda says a calculation of a certain amount of color, and the more explains that's 3/4 of a mil or 2/3 of a mil. And Rabbi Yehuda, remember, Oiviv Shavitiyah's Echem Yeser B'yoyim, Tena, Kama Mahalachotam Benani B'yoyim, the average person walks by day 10 Eser Parsos, 10 Parsos, which is 40 mil. There's 4 mil from sunrise until sunrise. And from the time the sun sets until the Sechabim, 4 mil. So Rabbi Yehuda, the same Rabbi Yehuda, says it's 4 mil. And our Gemara Shabbat says it's 3/4 of a mil. That's quite a discrepancy. 3/4 of a mil or 4 mil? That's the question, which we started to deal with in this Gemara. So there's two ways to answer this question. So Rabbi Tam answers the question, you have that, it's a Tosfos marked off in both Shabbos and Pesachim, to tell me that there is what's known as beginning of Shkia and the end of Shkia. The beginning of Shkia is as soon as the sun goes below the horizon. That's called Tchila Shkia. At that point in time, it's still daytime. The sun went below the horizon, it's still light out, it's still daytime. Just like in Elisha Shachar, it's light and it's daytime, even though the sun hasn't risen. The sun sets, goes below the horizon, it's still daytime. And that extends from that point until the actual nightfall is 4 mil. When the word says in Shabbos that Ben Hashmosh is 3/4 of a mil, that's what's called the Soif Shkia, is 3/4 of a mil before Tzeis HaKachov. So the sun begins to set as soon as it goes below the horizon, and it finishes the process of setting 3/4 mil later, and then from there until it's 3/4 of a mil. It's 3 1/4 plus 3/4 is 4 mil. Okay, so let's give that in, let's say numbers wise, let's say you understand a mil is 18 minutes. It takes 18 minutes to walk a mil, so 4 mil is 72 minutes. So, 3 1/4 mil after the sun sets, that's when Ben Hashmosh starts, which means 58 and a half minutes after the sun sets, that's when Ben Hashmosh starts. Until then, it's Barai Yom. You can drive your car. It's 40 minutes after the sun is set. You can drive your car an Erev Shabbos. It is Yom, according to Ben Otan. And there were communities in Europe that did that. That they went with according to the pin of the Beit HaTam, and they would do malacha, the raisa, after the sun set. And the Satmar Rebbe, that's what they did. When he came to America, he said he can't do it anymore because since we're living amongst people who are already from earlier, it's not, you can't do that. But they had no problem in Europe, in Hungary, in the city of Satmar, to get into your car half an hour after the sun is set and drive to shul. In Dominica, because it's still daytime. Until 58 and a half minutes after the sun is set, it's daytime. Then from that point onwards, you have 13 and a half minutes, which is Ben Hashmoshes, and then you have Vade Laila, 72 minutes after the sun is set. Okay? And that's where the 72 minutes comes according to Ben Otam. That's where Ben Otam explains this Gemara. So what Ben Hashmoshes doesn't start until well after the sun is set. The Goyim say no. Ben Hashmosh starts as soon as the sun is set. It's called Ben Hashmosh.
What physically is happening during the second Shkia?
Well, basically, having the second Shkia. Well, so Ben Hashmosh Loshen is Tchil Shkia and Soif Shkia. The Ramban, when he quotes it, and the Ramban and the Rashman, all of those who follow the Ramban, talk about two Shkias. there's a lot of discussion as what exactly happens by the second Shkia. One argument is what happens is, in theory, what's happening is that there's, even after the sun sets, you're able to still see the sun. The light of the sun is at such an angle that there's the rays of the sun going directly up into the sky. Then there's a point in time where you don't have that, but you have diffusion of light through the sky. Diffusion, like the light diffuses, spreads out. So the theory is that maybe there's so if here's your ball, so the sun goes below the horizon, then it keeps going down, but the lights, there's rays shooting up into the sky. So I can't see it because I'm blocked by it. Eventually it gets so here, it's really putting light here, not here. But that's going to diffuse into my range of sky. It's a theory. Not clear exactly what he means by Shkia Shnia. Now, there comes along the Gra, and the Gra says the following. That he passes like the Gainim, that as soon as the sun sets, Benish Masha starts. And Benish Masha takes 3/4 of a mil, which means 13 and a half minutes after the sun is set, 14 minutes after the sun is set, it's already lilac. So that's a bit Erev Shabbos. You better stop doing malacha by the sun time of sunset. But Motzei Shabbos, 15 minutes after the sun sets, hey, drive your car, right? Right? That should be the halacha according to the Gaon. Alright, the Gemara says 4 mil. So the Vilna Gaon says that the Gemara's discussion over here is talking about practically walking. So we're making an assumption which is incorrect. The same way day starts when there's light in the sky, night comes when there's no light in the sky. So that's wrong. Day comes when there's light in the sky, night comes when there are stars in the sky. That's two different things. There could be light in the sky also, but there's stars. The Gemara is saying practically a person will walk as long as it's light, a person will keep walking. That's a practical question. It has no halachic significance, but practically you'll keep walking as long as it's light. Well, the same way it's light from 4 mil till before sunrise, it's light from 4 mil after sunset. They're pretty parallel, so you're going to keep walking, but halachically you're walking in the next day, because the next day, the Gemara explains, once there's enough stars, it's the next day. So according to Ben Tam, the light is the issue. There's a certain amount of light which generates day in the morning. A certain amount of absence of light generates night in the evening. According to the Vilna Gaon, according to the Gaonim, the Shvira and the Rehai, etc., the way the Vilna Gaon explains them is day starts when there's a certain amount of light in the sky, and night starts when there's a certain amount of kechavim in the sky, even though it's still light. Okay? Now, one last thing we have to clarify in the Ben Tam is the Gemara gives us 3 simanim for Rehuda's Benish Moshes. He gives us a certain amount of color in the sky, he gives us a certain amount of time, and he gives us the amount of stars. So it comes along the Minchas Kayan, the Minchas Kayan says the Ben Tam agrees, and Mishabur passes like this, the Ben Tam agrees to this simon of Rehuda or Mishmul of stars. Which means, even though according to time-wise it's not enough time, if you have those 3 stars out, it's nighttime. Even according to Ben Tam. So it's very possible to be considered nighttime before 72 minutes, according to Ben Tam. That's the Mishabur Pasch. Mishabur and Hefles Havdola, Mishabur points out that it's considered nighttime already once these stars are out, even though it's not 72 minutes necessarily. Okay. Okay. One last point before we go back to talk about the service on Kriya Shema of the morning. So Mishabur comes out, you should be machmer both ways because of the Sufik. You're dealing with by Shabbos, you're dealing with Sufik Deraisa. So Erev Shabbos, you can't keep doing malacha after the sun sets. Not a smart idea, right? The Sufik Deraisa, right? Motzei Shabbos, you can't do malacha right away. Ben Tam, right? Sufik Deraisa. According to the Gra, according to the Gaonim, High Gaon says, "Hey, go do your, you know, do whatever you want." But it's you know, only 3 mil. Rebbeim say it's been 3/4 of a mil already, right? It's 15 minutes already. It's a long time already after Shabbos. So we're machmer both ways. We're machmer to the point with the three stars. The three stars out, it's no problem. Now, of course, three stars doesn't work for us very well, because we don't know sure how big the stars are. And we don't see stars anywhere nowadays.
How do they measure the beinim?
So the halacha says by Shabbos, because there's a mitzvah to sefer Shabbos, we measure based on three kachavim katanim. That's how they use it. Now, but probably we don't see stars. Just for a little bit of astronomy's sake, just because you know you guys like astronomy, right? They measure the magnitude of stars by number. The smaller the number, the larger, the stronger the star is. So a star which is magnitude number one is a stronger star. It's more visible than a star which is magnitude two. The number which is the smallest that the naked eye could see is a six. Okay? And where we live, because of light pollution, etc., you never see more than a three. Right? So 3.5, you know, they say that because of light pollution, because of the pollution in the air in general, blocks the light. So we're not seeing, you go out to some of these places where they have no light pollution and air pollution, etc., and you see like thousands of stars in the sky, you know. There's thousands, well, those are because they're smaller, that we can't see them, you know, in our large cities, etc. But theoretically, once upon a time, you lived in the shtetl, and you know, somewhere in the middle of the Ukraine, there was no light pollution, and there was no you know the air pollution was a little bit of smoke. You know, by the time it got to that high, it didn't make a difference. So they saw a lot of stars. So it was easy to see stars. They go outside and see three. You basically see three small stars adjacent to each other. That was nighttime. So for us, it's a little bit harder. So we do it. So now, Kazal de Gros takes this a step further and says like this. Whatever the pshat is, whether it depends on light and darkness or stars, right? Obviously, it's going to change depending on different factors in the sky. The nature of the way that our heavens work is that it takes longer during the summertime for the sky to get dark than it does in springtime. Actually, the way the sky works, it takes the shortest to get dark by the spring equinox. Then the next one is by the vernal equinox. That's called the vernal equinox. Then the autumnal equinox in the fall. It's the second shortest it takes to get dark. Then the winter, and then the summer. So it can take much longer to get dark in the summer than it does around springtime. And these Gemaras are in springtime. And obviously, in regards to seeing stars, if there's a lot of light in the sky, you don't see the stars. So it's going to affect our vision of the stars also. So he says that it should depend on the time of the year. It also depends on your latitude and longitude. The closer you get to the equator, the quicker the absence of light occurs. So a person's living in the Congo, and the sun sets. So it will take less than the shiurim to get dark. A person's living in Vilna, which is 55 degrees north, it's going to take longer. So he assumes that it's going to be affected both by the time of the year and by the latitude that you live at. That's accepted by most people. So when we're talking about, we don't talk about 13 and a half minutes. Right? We talk about longer periods of time. We don't talk about, and the Gros says theoretically, according to the time, you shouldn't talk about 72 minutes either. Because 72 minutes is not a Xeris Akosu. Right? It was a certain amount of darkness. So if I'm living in a place, so the Gemara is telling me that this Gemara is talking about, this Gemara was specifically talking around the time of the Korban Pesach. The Gemara is telling me that Pesach time in Eretz Yisrael, which it has a latitude of 32 degrees north, if it's telling me that after 4 mil, your name is Rabbeinu Tam, after 4 mil it's nighttime. So what I do is I figure out that amount of darkness and I apply that to anywhere else in the world. So how dark is that? Well, the way you measure this, the further the sun goes below the horizon, the less light there is. So 72 minutes, Eretz Israel, Pesach time, the sun after 72 minutes will be 16.1 degrees below the horizon. It's traveled 16.1 degrees further around the longitude. That's how far it's gone. So now I can take that calculation. And you go further north, you go longer. It takes the wind to travel 60.1 degrees. So since you get to Vilna, the deep summer, it never happens. Because before it gets to that point, the sun starts coming up again. The night is so short, it never gets that dark that there's considered Laila. In the middle of the time. Since by Chatzos, when obviously it starts coming up again, it's not yesterday, it's already the next morning. So by Chatzos, you know about it. So till then, it's not Vadi's mind, Kriyashma. Once after that's month, so it's already Elisha Shachar. But Bidi Evan, you can read Kriyashma for Elisha Shachar.
So that means the North Pole.
North Pole.
It actually goes down.
North Pole, once you go above the Arctic Circle, there's X amount of days that the sun actually does not go below the horizon. The further you go, the more days that is. So in the North Pole, from spring until fall, it never actually goes. The summer it goes like this, and earlier on it goes closer to the horizon. But even when it goes below the horizon, you're below the Arctic Circle. You go to Gateshead, you go to Manchester. That's 55 degrees north. In the summer, it never gets fully dark. You walk outside at 11:30 at night, and it's light out. So they make Avdol and Motzei Shabbos Sunday morning, because you can't light a nair until after Chatzos. That's pretty late to stay up. So they wait. What? They have Malka. I'm not sure they do Malka. You know?
Sunday morning, and they say Kriyat Shema first thing in the morning. For
well, they're that's according to Middle Tah. According to the Gaonim, you don't need so much darkness. Okay, so that's with discussion number one. So if you're calculating from sunset until what's called Seisa Kechavim, you have two opinions. And we're pointing out now that the theory is these two opinions, and that should depend really. It's not a set number; it depends on the time of the year and the place you are in the world. The further north or further south. Okay, now. The Mor says that Seis on Kriyat Shema is 3 hours into the day. Well, how do you calculate an hour? So that's the next question. So the Gros says you calculate an hour from sunrise to sunset. So that's pretty easy, straightforward. You calculate an hour from sunrise to sunset. And comes along the Magen Rum. It says by Hilchos Kriyat Shema, the Magen Rum says you calculate an hour from Elisha Shachar until Seis Kechavim. Seisuk Kechavim being the Reino Tam Seisuk Kechavim. No, he didn't say that explicitly, but we're going to assume that. Because if we don't assume that, it becomes very complicated. Okay. So, if you look at the early Akharim, they actually did not assume that, and they came up with some really strange calculations. So it came along a big Tam Chacham who was involved in this type of stuff, Michal Michal Tupachinsky, in 1925, and he posited that it must be Tzvon Rebbeinu Tam. So that which all the calendars use the Rebbeinu Tam's Zman for the Magen Rum's Zman of Kriyat Shema started in 1925. Didn't start so long ago. Okay.
Anybody else follow the Shitas of Acharyim that said
nowadays? Come on, nobody does. Yeah, but you look at some of the earlier. The Lucas, which calculated different things from the 1800s, and they had some interesting calculations. Okay, so again, so the Gros said you calculated your 12 hours from sunrise to sunset. So whatever time, if it's in the summer in the Washington D.C. area, deep summer, it's 15 hours from sunrise to sunset. You take 15 hours, you divide it into 12 equal parts, right? So each hour is an hour and 15 minutes. You take three of them, 3 hours and 45 minutes. You add that to sunrise, and that's your Zman Kriyat Shema. Right? Three hours, each hour being... Taking 15 hours and divided into 12 equal parts, you take three of those, which means basically one quarter of the day. You add that to sunrise, and that's when Zman Kriyat Shema. Very straightforward. according to the Magen Avraham, for Kriya Shema, you calculate from Alos HaShachar until Seisa Kachavim. Take that time, divide it into 12 equal parts. Take three of those parts and add it to Alos HaShachar, and that's Seisa Kriya Shema. Yeah? It's pretty straightforward, right? Now, exactly when is Alos HaShachar and when is Seisa Kachavim? So, well, 4 mil. But we calculate 4 mil based on, assuming that the Gra is right, that we calculate 4 mil based on the changes, based on latitude at time of the year, so that will give you that.
Four mil is actually is a time that you walk this distance, or is a distance that, and that's how much time it takes?
I'm not sure the difference in the two options. The mil was that an average person would walk a certain, would take a certain amount of time to walk a mil. That's the number. We're looking for a number of time. But we say that the average person will take that amount of time to walk a mil.
Okay, fine, but the time never changes then.
The Gemara is giving me that calculation, that the Gemara is saying in Eretz Yisrael, pace of time, that's what Alyssa Shachar, that's all the Gemara told. The Gemara told me nothing more than that. So I know that in Eretz Yisrael, pace of time, it takes the time it takes to walk 4 mil from before sunrise is when Alosha Shachar. That's all I know. But that's a certain amount of light. So I can then extrapolate based on that amount of light anywhere I want in the world. It might take me 5 mil or 6 mil or 8 mil to get that amount of darkness.
Have you said that you add the 3 hours according to the Gra to Alos?
No. According to the Gra, you add the 3 hours to sunrise.
And according to
the Magen Avraham, you add the 3 hours to Alos.
So basically it's just 3 hours into the day.
What?
3 hours into the day.
Whatever the day is, it's 3 hours into the day. Right. So now the discrepancy between the two can be quite significant. So that's you look at your calendar. So if you look at the Zonim charts, you look at the difference between the Magen Avraham Zman and the Gra Zman. Just bring the whole next one over. Next gen. Thank you. It'll change. It's changed from summer time to winter time. Because summer, the dawn is earlier compared to sunrise than it is. Right? So according to this chart, which we're using, let's say for today is Yudzayin Kislev. So according to the Gross, Sunset creation was 9:25. Sunrise is 6:56. Sunset is 4:50. You divide that into four equal parts. Add that to sunrise, it's 9:25. I'll trust the math. Okay. Magen Avraham Zman is 8:44, which is 41 minutes before the Gross time. I take the same calendar when I go to June 20th, and I have the Gra Zman is 9:26, which is almost the exact same time as now, right? The Magen Avraham Zman is 8:34, which is 10 minutes earlier. So it's 51 minutes between the two of them. So it's not because, now the Gra Zman time is not the same because the sunrise and sunset have moved equally in the distance enough that it's around the same amount of time. Of course, it's not 6 months later anyway. So that's where you can get your service amount of Kriya Shema based on that calculation. The other calculations which we have this argument about, is what time is Mincha Gedolah and what time is Plaga Mincha. And what time is 4 hours, which is the Zman for Seif Zman Tefillah. So all of these are going to be the same argument, sunrise to sunset, or Alois until Seis. Now, interesting, if you look at the Magen Avraham, it helps Kriya Shema, Siman Nun Ches, says you calculate for the Lachos of Seif Zman Kriya Shema from Alois until Seis. Floor. Because it's Trumas Adesh, and says that it's Trumas Adesh and the Siman Aleph, that's what he says. You look at the Magen Avraham and Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, which is Hilchos Mincha, he brings two opinions. How you calculate it? He brings the Trumas Adesh, and it's from Alois until Tzeis. And he brings the Lavush, that's from sunrise to sunset. brings two opinions, and then he brings a rai to the Levush.
Right.
Then he starts with the rai. You look in the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Shabbos, he just brings a Levush. So the partial understanding of the Magen Avraham is he's saying that Kriya Shema is totally in Zman Shkiva and Zman Kima, and since it's getting light out, he all that's clear to him that those things are totally in light and dark. So when the Mar gives me a Zman of Seif Gimel shows, right? You know, even our Bnei Malachim, they don't get up in an alarm clock. They get up in a certain amount of light in the sky. Even they push up their body, can't sleep anymore. Right? So that changes. Right? If our Bnei Malachim, the Pshat is they always sleep, you know, 15 hours a day. So why should it change summer or winter? Right? Why is it totally? Why should it change? The answer is they don't. They also get up based on the sun. So he says, well, logic would dictate that since the radio Lashon Hara is getting light out, that's when people start getting up, like the Mora says. So 3 hours should be totally in that, and then the same thing till Tseis, where it's light out. So people are, like the Mora says, people are eating supper. They're not going to sleep. You know, the only cops are right now is a good time to eat supper because it's the light out. You know, it's ready, you know, work day has ended, but it's the light out. Let's cop right some supper. It's when the Ani eats. He eats after Shkia, before Tseis. Right, so you're not going. Nobody's going to sleep yet. So over there, he assumes that the Truman Session is definitely right, but he would agree possibly that it comes a calculation of what the correct time for Mincha is. What's called Mincha Gedol or Plaga Mincha. That's not necessarily so. That's what's going to come out according to the Magen Avraham. So they tell you the Magen Avraham's man for Kriya Shema. That's clear. He's very definite about that. The Truman Session. If I ask you to calculate the Magen Avraham's man for Plaga Mincha, that might be a misnomer. It's a true Sedeshin's man for Mincha. Plaga Mincha. But it's not so the Magen Avraham's. One last fascinating argument. So, again, so according to the Rebbe Tam, we say a lot, you can dive a Mincha after the sun sets. So, obviously, that's part of your Zman of Plaga Mincha. You calculate backwards from that, Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter. Divide the day into 12 hours, whatever that means. Take an hour and a quarter of those 12 units. Take 1.25 of those units, and that's Plaga Mincha. Is that out the time before the end of the day? So the day is from sunrise to sunset. Make life easy. Let's say sunrise is at 6 o'clock, sunset is at 6 o'clock. It's the vernal equinox. So, from sunrise to sunset is 12 hours. So, 4:45 is Plaga Mincha. An hour and a quarter before 6 o'clock, before sunset. According to the Magen Avraham, it's Alosh HaShachar is well before 6, and Tzeis HaKavim is well after 6. I calculate 12 units of those, or according to the Trumas Hadeshin, and I take 1.25 of those units, subtract it from Tzeis HaKavim, and that's when Plaga Mincha starts. Now, it's theoretically possible in the deep summer, if you accept the gross consideration, that's very, very close to Shkia. Actually, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you do your math, if you know that we're accepting that 72 minutes from sunrise, from sunset until Tseis, and Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter, which is 75 minutes, so the only difference is 3 minutes. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, or the Ramos says in the Shulchan Aruch. The difference is 1/20 of an hour. 3 minutes. It's like, okay, that's really strange. We don't calculate that like that. But that's what he says. For many, many different reasons, we don't calculate it like that. But, so Plaga Mincha, according to the Magen Avraham, is going to be a very elusive target. According to what we call the Magen Avraham, really means the Jonas Hadeshin, is a very elusive target, because you have to figure out exactly when is Tzeis HaKavim, when exactly is Alois, what are your calculations for that, and then work backwards from there. One last point, there's a Levush. Levush says that he says, I agree with the Rebbeinu Tam that after the sunset is daytime. I have no argument with that. Ben Shmoshes does not start till 3.25 mil after sunset. However, when you calculate the hours of the day, you calculate that from sunrise to sunset. So we're calculating Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter before the sun sets, even though it's still daytime after the sun sets. So that's the Bush in Simon Reish Lama Gimel, and more explicitly in Reish Samach Zayin. Reish Samach Aleph and Reish Samach Zayin. The Bush says, the Rebbeinu Tam is right that even after the sun sets, it's daytime. And he says the following, consider his shita is, the din of Tosefes Shabbos only starts after the sunset. You can't make it when it's light time. You can't make it Shabbos. After the sun sets, the sun has set already. Then Tosefes Shabbos starts. Because really it's daytime. It's halachically day, but it's mice and the sun is setting. So at that point in time, you can start Tosefes Shabbos. Not before that, he says. But you could not have a marv already then. Even though it's daytime, according to everybody, even according to the Chachamim, because if it's a time that you can make it to Lila for Tosefes Shabbos, so you can have a marv then. But Mincha ends by Shkia, even though it's daytime. Now it's fascinating. There's actually a Rabbeinu Tam in Zvachim and Nun Vav. Rabbeinu Tam says, nothing to do with the Rebbeinu Tam points out, the Rebbeinu Tam is Rebbeinu Yashar, he says the more you use the Lashon of Misha Tishka Chama, Misha Shaka Chama, those are two different Lashonas, he says, they mean two different times. One means Shkia Rishon, one is Shkia Shnia. So we're discussing the concept called Lina. The law is that once the sun sets, certain Dinim are Chal in the Korban. So Dam is Posel B'Shkia Sacham. If a person sheds a korban, he did not put the dam on the mizbeach yet, and the sun sets, that's it, that's the end of his korban. He cannot put the dam as posel, he cannot use it for zrika, he's not yotzei the korban. Now, certain meat become, shlomim is eaten for a day, the day of the shechita, the following night, and the following day, until sunset. So he says, the Rebbeinu Tam says, the din of the basar is totally in shkia, saif shkia. But Dam is totally Tkila Shkia. Dam is Nifsal but Tkila Shkia, not Basav Shkia. Which means, according to Rebbeinu Tam, I asked Rebbeinu Tam, can you bring a Korban Tomei Shabbeinu Aboyim after the sun goes below the horizon? The answer is no, because the Dam is possible. Even though it's Barayim. You're eating meat from yesterday's Korbanos after the sun set, because it's still daytime. But you cannot be marked with Korban Tomei after the sun sets. So there's those who suggest in the Lush that the Lush of Chor is right. Even though, because Mincha corresponds to the Korban Tomid, even though it's day, you can't have Mincha anymore, because you couldn't make a Korban Tomid anymore after the sunset. So the Lush of Shita, which is like somewhere in the middle, might be the most logical Shita in the Rebbeinu Tam. To say that you can continue to have Mincha after the sun sets, which you could not be a Korban Tomid after the sun sets, because the Rebbeinu Tam himself, the Shita Bekubetzis in the Zvachim, the Vavo Mabeis, brings from the Rebbeinu Peretz that he quotes the Rebbeinu Tam. The Rebbeinu Tam says, the more you use different Lashonas to tell you that and it actually he has an extra pasuk to tell you that Dam is Nifsal B'Tchila Shkia, not B'Sev Shkia. So that's the Shita of the Lavush, which a lot of the mice, nobody does the Lavush. Either the Ksinim do the Rebbeinu Tam, they daven after the sun sets. Or the minig of the Eretz Yisrael, the Moshe, they're not going to be time, period. They're not going to the Gadim. They say the Gadim takes a little longer than we don't calculate the stars like that. We're not sure what's called a Benini, what's called a Katana. So we wait a little bit longer. So you'll get different answers what's called a little longer. Is it 25 minutes? Is it 35 minutes? The Chazin Shal 35 minutes. Other place given in your line held 25 minutes after Shkia ready, it's body line, and you can do malacha once Shabbos, and that's what they do. You go to Shalim, except for the Briskers, nobody waits 72. Nobody waits for the Rebbeinu Tam. Some of the Chassidim, but nobody else waits for the Rebbeinu Tam. Like you, I mean, guys on the Eretz Yisrael, right? 40 minutes after Shkia, you guys were on the bus already, right? What?
On the way to Merkaz Minhag was too.
So it was to do
Holy Rebbeinu Tam.
Right, so that's.
Are you on the bus on the way to Belzer Shalshudas?
Right. And there's Tani Shalshudas after Shkia, right? Just, So, but the lavush would seem to be the most correct shita in the Rebbeinu Tam. It's yoy. So erev Shabbos, you want to do malacha, it's in the hay, you can't have mincha after the sun sets, according to lavush. And Matzah Shabbos, it's about a yoyim, but you lost mincha. So once the sun sets. So interesting lavush. Halacha Maaseh doesn't seem to be that it's their kashrus for it. One last sheet, I'll tell you an interesting sheet. There is a third teretz, the answer to the steer in the two Gemaras from the Urayim. The Urayim says that the Gemara in Psachim says when the sun sets, till Tetzach Chacham is 4 mil. True. The Gemara in Shabbos says that Banish Mosh is 3/4 of a mil. That's talking before the sun sets. So 3/4 of a mil before the sun goes below the horizon is when Banish Mosh starts. So the Bir Halacha suggests that maybe the minute we have, that people light Shabbos Neir is 18 minutes before Shkia, was because it's for the Shita of the Urayim, because according to the Urayim, ready 15 minutes before Shkia, you're not the Malach, it's a Suffolk Benesh Moshe. So that's how the Urayim answers the Kasha. So it's a bit kiddish. He says, you know, the mice, it's not brought down, basically, you know, doesn't, you know, bring it, etc. But maybe that's the Pshat. Can I explain that she was 60 minute classroom? Okay. Ramosha comes along and says like this. Ramosha accepts what the Mishabura says. They even according to Ben Tam, once you've given Chavim, it's body life. Okay. So Russia comes along and says that he made the calculation and he calculated it out for New York. He says it never takes more than 50 minutes or so.
50.
Till you have the Rebbeinu Tam's body life. After sunset, you get to the Rebbeinu Tam of 50 minutes. That's what Marshall holds. Some of his mathematical calculations I find that I do not understand. It's one of those questions I wish I had a chance to present to him and ask him. I do not understand them. I thought about it a lot of times. I do not understand them. Maybe one other place where. So that's number one. Number two, if you ignore the Rebbeinu Tam for a second, you go with the Gaonim, the sheet of the Gaonim, the Gaon, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, etc. So I told you a mil is 18 minutes. That's not really correct. I mentioned last time that actually the time it takes to walk a mil, the Gaon says it's 22 and a half minutes. Right. So then you calculate backwards 3/4 of a mil based on that, and the Rambam seems to hold it at 24 minutes. So you calculate, so 3/4 of a mil is 18 minutes. It's 3/4 of a mil. So I need to go into Eretz Yisrael and figure out how many degrees below the horizon pace of time is the sun in order to give me that amount of time. Or those amount of stars. So they've done studies. They went out into some of the areas in the desert where there's very little light pollution, etc. They've done studies. People which have good eyesight, etc. And they've worked with different types of stars, etc. They come up with a calculation below the horizon, which would approximate what we have on this calendar. It's called 8.5 degrees. 8.5 degrees is what the shul uses for this month. That fluctuates between 39 to 49 minutes after Shkia. That's that calculation. So number two, there's a mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos. What's the Shabbos? There's discussion how long you have to do it, which the argument is Shvizman Nikr. Tyson says Shvizman Nikr, which the Pesim Sum is about 4 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes. That's relevant to Erev Shabbos, by the way. A person should not do, no way a person should be doing Malacha up to sunset, because it's already done with the Raisa. This sunset is not perfect, even though it sounds like very exact, but refraction, etc. affects that. Number one. Number two, your clock is right. And number three, there's mitzvah Tosefis, which has to be Zman Nikr. And Tosefis says, Zman Nikr before that you're being parished because if you have any questions. So I'm not sure my clock is correct, so I'm going to give it a minute or two because of that. I should add another 4 minutes, 3 or 4 minutes before that. So 6 minutes before sunset, I should not be doing any malach. Right, that's about, you know, six minutes before. So the same thing, Motzi Shabbos, person should be getting, we can take into consideration 3 to 4 minutes. That's 53 minutes, Baron. So once it's more than 50, we decided to move it to 60, just to make it a round number, which people are familiar with. You guys might remember we had my friend after the Suda one time, so it wasn't 60 minutes yet. The guy was waiting, and he said, let's say Shema now, because Pasha Mikra did it's ready to lie, the Shema is lie already. And Mishaburus Psak is called on as Benish Moshe's. If you said Shema during Benish Moshe's, you said in the middle during Benish Moshe's, it's better not. So if you could, you could be somewhat kind of happy you said Shema during Benish Moshe's. Once it's Vare Lila, you should not eat the meal until you say Shema. Well, it's not 60 minutes yet, so it's not Vare Lila. Well, that's not true. You know, that's a nice chumrah, but don't use it the kula. So it was 52 minutes already. I think it's Vare Lila. You can't eat something until you say Shema. Now, you want to be machmer and add, you know, a few more minutes to say Shema again later on. That's your business. But we're not standing in the middle until you say Shema. That's what I did. Everybody says, right? It's not 60 minutes yet. So that was my cheshbon, where I came up with why we should say Shema then, even though it wasn't 60 minutes. There's no exact cheshbon of 60. You know, 60 is not this, you know, beautiful catch-all. The same way 72 is not a logical time. It should be true the whole time. 60 also not sure that you're logical the whole time.
What other possible cases could you have that you'd be holding 60 minutes in the kula?
The kula? It's 60, waiting to say this would be a kula as opposed to a chumrah? I don't know. You have a shaila, the bir halacha, the mishabur brings. Now there's a lav. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to give tzedakah. There's an issur of pushing it off. The more it makes it, Hashem, there's an issur. A person has the opportunity to give tzedakah, he pushes it off. He's never allowed. So the Sharatzian says, if I have guests coming for a meal, which are aniyim, and they're hungry, and I don't feed them right away, I might be able to issur the rice of pushing off. I can give them food. I might be able to issur the rice of pushing it off. Not serving them food right away. I have an opportunity to stock, which I would be able to do, and I push it off. I'm already in. So if I have guests which are aniyim, you know, and I want to. So he was knowing that the Chabad was knowing when he had guests which are aniyim. He didn't say Shalom Aleichem. He said it during the meal. He would come home and say Kiddush and start eating. And then he would sing everything else after because he has aniyim, they have to eat. So Pasha, because he was a big tzaddik, which he was. You know, it's like a nice midas, which it is. But he also was it's in Hilchos Sharatzian. It's either in Hilchos Sukkah, or I think it's the Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. He says you have a shalvin of the rice to wait. So I want to be machmer and wait 60 minutes until I start my meal. I might be able to finish the rice. That's the one you asked me. Hechadimsa, I gave you Hechadimsa. Right. It could be the Kula, though Hechadimsa besides that. Just one more last point for Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. The Iker Psak, many poskim is to be samech on the gra, and that it's told from sunrise to sunset. Mishabura says that, you know, Mishabura, we saw already some Mishabura before, he says that he would Salah Vidaraisa, so it would make sense to him that a person should be Machmer and be Machmer the Magen Avraham. So I just want to point out, so if you're going to do that, so last Shabbos by Yishlach, so the Magen Avraham's mom was 8:41, we started davening at 8 o'clock, we got to Nishmas at 8, we got to Shekhanat at 8:31, and we got the Kriya Shema after 8:41. So if you want to be Machmer the Magen Avraham's man, you'd have to say, you have to make sure you say it before davening. Now this week already, it's 8:46. So you might get about the skin of your teeth. That's an excuse to have a quick mouth feeling. Okay.